Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
What month is it?
Wait, what month is it?
What month is it?
It's May.
What day is it?
May 1st.
This is May Day.
May Day.
May Day.
We had a terrible experience.
Well, that was last month. This is this month.
It's a better times, huh?
Well, it can't get any worse.
Think positive. Think positive.
I can do that.
All right.
Let's get this show on the road.
Showtime.
Yep, it's May Day. All around the maypole.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
You know, I have to be honest. My birthday immunity month is like a blur.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's just a blur in the rear view mirror.
I'm sure. I got to be honest. I know I have a birthday coming up. Whatever. I kind of forgot about it. Somebody mentioned it a couple weeks ago. It was like, oh, yeah, I do, huh?
Yeah.
Okay,
May
whatever.
5th.
Maybe we can skip over them. Maybe we don't get the year. Maybe we go back to the last stage.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. This is show number 1,878.
Yes. And what is your New Year's resolution for May? Anybody?
We're starting.
Anyone?
Every month we're starting a new year. All right. By the way, Joe Raffone got through.
Joe Raffone.
Actually, the Beasley banker tracked him down, gave him $500. His reaction, and this is what he told the Beasley banker what he's going to do with the money.
Well, bills are there, so we'll probably put some money towards the bills. We always got bills, so it would help with some bills.
Everybody's being very sensible this time around with the cash.
That's kind of why, you know, we said, we're doing it.
Okay.
We're doing it, man. They need it.
Well, your next chance to win less than 7 o'clock, less than an hour away at 7 o'clock, so you'll have a chance to win $500. Score or qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. Make sure you stick around for that. Details on the 10K payday contest coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Sunshine and breezy today, high 95. Going to be nice tomorrow with a high of only 93 on Sunday, but a little windy at times, so we'll see what happens. 71 now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Pearl Jam's Eddie Vedder has joined the All In Challenge. If you are a fan, you might want to get in on this one. You can win a chance to go to a Pearl Jam concert, watch their sound check, and this is kind of cool. Help the band do the set list. That would be cool.
Nice.
I've always wanted to do a set list for a band.
He seems like a good guy.
Yeah, he really. He
like a Dave Grohl type guy.
Yeah, yeah. And he also donates. Oh God, he does. He donates a lot of money to the homeless and all of that.
Right.
There's an art to doing set lists. You know.
There is.
Yeah, there really is. I think that would be so cool to help a band with their set list. And then he said also, because, you know, you're going to be celebrating a birthday at some point. Everybody gets to sing happy birthday to you on stage.
I like how we put it. Let's just say it's your birthday. Bring you out on stage.
Yes, I love it.
And the crowd will go nuts.
Love it. The Voice, following American Idol's footsteps and going remote for the rest of the season, contestants will pre-tape their performances from home. Coaches will give live feedback. I hope none of them wear a, hand sanitizer outfit, because Katy Perry was a dope.
That was a little weird.
Did you see the picture? Yeah. It was very weird.
Uh-huh.
NASCAR going to run 7 races, Mike, in 10 days, starting on May 17th. All the races will be run on 2 tracks in North and South Carolina. Won't be any fans, but the races will air on Fox. So for NASCAR, fans. And listen to this, the Kentucky Derby will air tomorrow as scheduled. Yes, it's a virtual Kentucky Derby that NBC will air, featuring all 13 horses ever to win the Triple Crown facing off in a computer-generated race.
Wow.
Yeah, that I'd bet on. That I would bet on
That
there.
Would be hard to bet on, though.
I know. I would probably go did Secretariat do? I would probably go Secretariat.
Is that the movie, the horse that the movie was made about, or? Whatever horse the movie was made about, that's who I'm betting on.
I know, the one that was, like, injured and had no chance in hell.
Nobody wanted the horse.
Somebody
could help us out, 702.
Go ahead.
739-9636. You're right.
That's terrible. Yeah. That was a great movie, too, by the way. Hey, listen. First off, if you do miss anything, you know what? The weekend is coming. 96.3kklz.com. So there. For now, that's my take.
Somebody texted in Seabiscuit.
Yep, Seabiscuit. Thank you, sir.
That's the movie, the horse. Yeah, about the horse.
About the horse. Bad horse. It was injured. It just wasn't going to do anything, and it did.
But Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, Tobey Maguire. And who was he? Chris Connors, I believe, is the actor's name. That sometimes he plays a nice person, sometimes he plays just a douche.
Turned out to be one of the greatest horses of all time. So if you're going to bet, tomorrow on the Kentucky Derby, virtual race between all Triple Crown winners. Yes. That's who I would put my money on.
Seabiscuit?
So. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right. You said Secretariat, I say Seabiscuit.
Yeah, I know. Well, all right.
First phone call in the morning.
Chris Cooper. Sorry.
Cooper.
I had to remember this.
Yes. Chris Cooper.
Yes.
First phone call of the morning. Barb's on the phone. What's up, Barb?
Not much. I just wanted to say hi to you, Mike. I talk to Carla every morning. I'm on her Facebook Live.
Hello, Barbie.
And that gets a little boring.
Yeah. Talk to Mike, Barbie.
No. So I just wanted to say hello. Thank you for keeping things running while she does her Facebook Live for us. And I just appreciate the show. I appreciate KKLZ keeping you guys open and running so that, you know, we have some entertainment and we have great music to listen to.
Well, we certainly appreciate you listening to us and keeping us on during whatever is we're calling this.
Yes, I know.
Well, I work in a doctor's office, so at my computer I get to listen.
Good.
Not very loud, but I do get to listen, so, you know, it's nice. It kind of breaks up the monotony of the day.
That is good to hear, Barbie. I'm glad. I'm very, very glad. Are you guys busy, Barbie?
We are half as busy. We're neuro-ophthalmology.
Okay.
That is also how I know your eye doctor.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and Dr. Prozac. I love him to death. Yes.
Dr. Prozac?
No, it's Prozac.
Prozac.
P-R-O-Z-A-K. Prozac.
Okay.
Prozac.
It's a Polish name.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes.
Very good. Very good.
Barbie, you're awesome.
It is what it is. And our patients are great. And most of them wear masks. And actually, most of them stay home.
Yeah, well, there you go. Smart.
Yay. Well, Barbie, thank you so much. So you get both sides. You check out Carla's Facebook Live segment right before the show, and then you join us, of course, for the regular broadcast, and we so appreciate that very much.
Yes. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Very nice call. Yes. That is Barbie this morning.
Thanks, Barbie.
Each week, we award free groceries along with Subaru of Las Vegas. And you can nominate somebody on our website. We will tell you who this week's winner is in about 7-8 minutes. Your next chance to score some free money during the 10K payday contest coming up a little less than 30 minutes from now, 7 o'clock. We'll have a new code word for you. $500 richer, not to mention every correct on-time entry through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3kklz.com. You actually qualify, whether you win the money, the $500 or not.
Right.
You actually qualify for the $10,000 grand prize.
Still in.
Make sure you're listening. 7 o'clock.
Feel good in the morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, every week, 96.3 KKLZ, along with Subaru of Las Vegas, awards groceries to somebody who's been nominated by a friend, a family member, a coworker that maybe has lost their job, just going through a tough time, like everybody is. And by the way, if you want to nominate somebody, you can do that right now at 96.3kklz.com. But this morning, we're going to be dropping off free groceries to Lauren Anderson. She was nominated by her husband, Ricky. We have her on the phone. Good morning, Lauren. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm fine. Sitting in my pregnancy doctor appointment. Oh.
Yes, and we don't want to keep you very long, Lauren. We just had some good news for you because of your wonderful husband, Ricky.
Ricky nominated you and said some very nice things about you. So we are delivering free groceries to your front door.
Oh, my gosh.
Your husband, Ricky, told us that you got laid off from your place of work due to the pandemic. But he also did spill the beans, telling us that you're 29 weeks pregnant, With our baby Bay on the way, she's always doing her best to keep food on the side and preparing for a new one, but it's getting tough at the moment, and this would help us out a ton.
Thank you so much. That's so crazy.
Lauren, you are so welcome. Is this your first?
This is my first baby.
Oh, man. Girl. And a baby boy?
It's a girl.
It's a girl. Good for you.
With a boy, but he's super stoked.
Well, that's just too bad. Mike can tell you there is nothing like daughters.
I wanted a boy until I had two daughters, yep. And it's been great.
Yay!
Well, Lauren, have a great morning, and we will see you later this afternoon when 96.3 KKLZ and Subaru of Las Vegas delivers free groceries to your front door.
Looking forward to it.
All right, here we go. Another chance to enter to win that $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word is MOST.
MOST. M-O-S-T. MOST.
That is indeed the word you need for your chance to win $500 right now. Text MOST to 45911. That is the text number. 45911. Win $500 and qualify for that 10K payday. It is around the corner. Then enter MOST at 96.3KKLZ.com or on that free KKLZ app you have on your smartphone. If you don't, download it. It's free. It's easy. The word MOST. Now, listen, you have 15 minutes to do this. In about a half hour or so, if you get a weird number calling you, you don't really know it, you don't want to pick it up, pick it up this time. Might be the Beasley Banker just wanting to let you know you are putting $500 in your pocket. The word MOST. You can text it to the short code 45911. You have 15 minutes, so do it. Good luck.
The word, if you just missed it, MOST. And you and I both on the same page.
I know it. Donnie Most.
Happy Days.
That's right.
That's who I thought of.
Or Ralph Mouth.
Or Ralph Mouth.
Yes, that's right.
So Donnie, if you want Most. To, you still have a couple of minutes till 7:15, text the word MOST, 45911, win $500, or qualify for the $10,000 grand prize 10K payday contest. Enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3KKLZ.com. Sunshine today, going to be a little breezy. 95 the high today, 93 tomorrow. Breezy but sunny on Sunday. 93 the high, 71 now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, listen to this. Walmart has paid out $180 million in cash bonuses. They did that yesterday.
Wow.
Yesterday, full and part-time hourly staffers there receive 300 full-time workers and $150 bonuses.
Wow.
Yeah. Walmart, to date, now since this started, has paid out $365 million in bonuses to their employees. That's really cool. That is really cool, and that they're able to keep doing it. Good for them, man.
Yeah.
Good for them. Listen, teen drivers in Georgia can now get their license without a road test. They don't have to take the test right now because of the coronavirus.
Oh.
So they still have to fulfill all of their driving requirements. Now, driver's ed teachers aren't real happy about that because they're afraid parents are going to just sign off on the hours. They're supposed to do 40 hours of supervised driving. So that should be fun. That should be
I'm laughing because it reminds me of teaching Nicole and Kelly how to drive at a school parking lot.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and that's what my dad taught me, too. Yeah. I know.
It was traumatic. I'm still seeing a therapist.
Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh. I know. I'm sure there are a lot of people out there. I had a friend who had an accident taking her driver's test. So there's that.
Now, in the state of Nevada, you don't even have to do the parallel parking anymore.
Which I can't even believe. That's so wrong, but whatever.
When are you going to need to do that?
Yeah, well, you know, Mike, I'll tell you something. It probably won't matter. This is where we're headed. I've been saying all along, I hope that a vaccine that comes along also gets rid of TikTok videos. There's a new TikTok challenge. It's trending on the internet right now. Very popular. It's the pee your pants challenge.
Yay.
Right?
I have waited for this for a while.
Well, your wish came true, Mike. Just involves people peeing in their pants while videotaping themselves in front of a mirror. Oh, man. You gotta love that. It used to be Grandpa just did that. But now, guess what? Oh, my God, Mom. That is great. Oh, put it on. Put it on. Yeah. Let the whole world see that my mom peed her pants in the mirror. What does she do? Oh, she's a doctor. She's a doctor. Yes. Oh, no, a surgeon.
Uh-huh.
That's great. Dad did it, too. Really? Okay. That's fantastic.
Peeing your pants. The, the pee your pants challenge.
Right. Yeah. Perfect. The house smells awful, but, you know, but it's on people. It's had a ton of views on TikTok.
But it's something viral. We can all do together.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, wow. It's Friday. All that tasty goodness. Oh, a few things you should know. Sponsored by our friend Sam and Ash. What's right?
Had a couple of people on the phone. Jennifer is on line one. What's going on?
Carla, thank you for doing what you do, man. I got to tell you. Michael Bryan, I've been listening to you since the 80s. And you know you go back to what you know. And I'm listening to you on Alexa where I can listen to anything I want. I choose to hear you.
Jennifer, that's awesome. A lot of people don't know. All you have to do is say, Alexa, open 96.3 KKLZ.
People complaining about unemployment and can't getting through. I'm so excited to talk to somebody, so I called you first.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you,
we are the alternative.
Yeah, we definitely are. Girl, are you still trying to get through to unemployment?
I still am, but you know what? It's going to come. I'm not worried about it.
Good.
I'm good. I'm making masks. I'm giving them away. I'm up to number 200.
You are awesome. Yay! Good for you.
Helping out, you know, keeping the community strong. That's what it's all about.
Jennifer, you are amazing. What do you do, Jennifer?
I'm a server at Cabo Wabo Cantina.
Oh, man. I know. I just drove by that. I have a friend over at the Hard Rock down the way from you guys. Hang in there, my friend. I hope it happens. I know it'll happen slowly, but...
You know what? I'm not even worried about that. The one thing I got to say about the city, we always recover.
Yes, we do.
We always recover. And when we come back, we're stronger.
Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Boy, I don't know how she does it. Great attitude.
I know.
Greg's on the phone. We were talking about classic TV shows making a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
He had brought up Andy Griffith.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And did you see what the 2 o'clock episode was?
No.
Opie killed the bird again.
I generally watch the afternoon, the late afternoon, early evening
ones. Yeah, you and I both.
Because a couple weeks ago, I flipped it on in the afternoon and it was in color. And I don't watch them in color.
We've always said that. Yeah. If it's in color, don't watch.
Yeah. So it's got to be coming up in the evening ones because I think we're in season 3 in the evening ones. So it's got to be coming up.
Oh, boy.
One of the best parts of that episode is the last line in the show. Pa, the cage seems so empty.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, but don't the trees sound so full?
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Cue the music.
Pull camera.
See, go, fade to black.
Yep. That's the best. It is. It's the best.
Yeah, I was wondering if you caught the afternoon episode.
Man.
Greg, thanks for the call. Have a great day. Yeah, we were talking about classic shows having a comeback.
Yeah, people are
yesterday
watching
morning.
Those.
And Greg said, one of his favorite episodes. I know how it affects you.
Makes me very emotional.
All right, talking about what to watch on TV this weekend. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in about 7-8 minutes from now.
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Great music helps me in the morning because it helps me get motivated, get me started, get me on my way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in on the phone, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, talking about some things we can watch in the privacy of your very own home. And Jeff, what do you have? 2-3 things we can watch.
Yeah, so we have a really exciting show called Prop Culture from Disney Plus. And remember, in the old days of Hollywood, movie props weren't cherished or saved. Once a production finished shooting, a lot of props were thrown out, repurposed, or lost somewhere along the way. And as time went on, people began to hold on to their favorite movie items in high regard, and they become treasured artifacts, and they become some of the most expensive collector's items out there, selling for hundreds of thousands of dollars at auction. Well, Dan Lanigan stars in the new Disney Plus series called Prop Culture. He searches for items from Disney classics we all love, and they focus on different episodes with different movies. Mary Poppins, Tron, The Nightmare Before Christmas, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, The Muppet Movie. It's incredible. I get so emotional over this show.
What else?
You gotta see. Hollywood. It's a new Netflix series about post-World War II Hollywood, about aspiring actors and filmmakers that'll do almost anything to make their showbiz dreams come true. Now, this show is an alternate history history from Ryan Murphy, who gave us American Horror Story. So this is his vision of classic Hollywood with 21st century ideals. So it's not for everyone because it's got strong subject matter. It's not for the viewer with delicate sensibilities, but it's a brilliant, brilliant series.
Wow. All right, and last but not least.
Last but not least, we have from Video On Demand, we have a horror film called The Wretched. And it's about Ben, who's a teenager who goes to live with his father for the summer. He makes a chilling discovery. The family renting next door, a demon spirit from the woods has taken hold of the parents and starts playing a sinister game of house, preying upon the children and wiping away any existence, their memory. It's crazy. It's spooky. It's terrifying. It's like the Goonies and Disturbia with this witch demon thrown in and it's from the Pierce Brothers. Yes, I know. It's creepy.
Wow.
Good for the entire family.
Yes, it probably is if you like horror films.
All right,
you
Jeff.
Need it, you need it.
Yeah.
Thank you. And by the way, we still have two more downloads for Like a Boss, Tiffany Haddish and Selma Hayek. First two people on the phone. Let's do it. 702-739-9636. As always, you can still follow Vegas film critic Jeff Howard on YouTube, Facebook, and VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend. Yeah, a couple of downloads where you can watch this movie right there in your house. So 702-739-9636, first two people on the phone. Give us a call, then we'll get to that after we get through news, weather, and traffic. Courtesy of our good friend, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, a download to watch the movie Like a Boss. With Tiffany Haddish and Selma Hayek, who's on the phone.
Mary Roosh, yoo-hoo!
Mary, you got a download, so hang on the line. And we have one more to give away, 702-739-9636. You want to dial in? Good luck. David Schaun, the latest winner in the 10K payday contest. Beasley Banker wanted to know, hey, David, what are you going to do with the money?
A good restaurant meal would be absolutely wonderful. All the way through.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are thinking like that, too.
Yeah, no kidding.
That solo spot that John was talking about last hour in the news.
Sweden? Yeah, I love that.
They deliver your food in the basket. You just sit there at the...
Zip line it to you. There you go. There, get it.
Even if you're with somebody, they'll sit at another table.
Yeah.
Hey, Jody, how you doing? Love you.
Yeah. I saw a picture of it. It's literally a table with a couple chairs and a field.
That's it.
That's all. Yep.
That's all you need.
I like it.
By the way, your next chance to score some free cash in the 10K payday contest, that's going to happen in less than an hour from now. 9 o'clock, we'll have a new code word for you. Details on the 10K payday contest coming up here in a couple of minutes. Weather-wise, well, you can complain about a lot of things, but one thing you can't, it's the weather.
Mm-hmm.
95 the high today, 93 tomorrow, and 93 on Sunday. A lot of sunshine, maybe a little breezy today and on Sunday, but otherwise not too bad. It's about 74 outside right now. Carla has another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I told you about some sporting events earlier, Mike, the Kentucky Derby, the virtual Kentucky Derby, NASCAR. Well, sadly, one major sporting event is canceled.
Oh, no.
Yes, the Fortnite World Cup is off.
Whoa.
First time, people very upset. It's the first time in the 2-year history of the Fortnite World Cup. So sorry, Fortnite fans. You're going to have to wait till next year, I guess.
And by the way, other sad news in sporting events, the Little League World Series.
Canceled as well. Yeah. Yes. Aw.
Those little boys and girls.
First time ever
they've canceled the Little League World Series.
I know. It's too bad.
I feel worse for them than I do the major leaguers.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, same here.
Because they're so much fun to watch.
Yeah, they are fun to watch. I know.
And by the way, a correction from earlier.
Yeah.
Seabiscuit never won the Triple Crown.
No, Seabiscuit did not win the Triple Crown.
Then
no,
why did they make a movie about the horse?
Because the horse wasn't expected to even live. They were going to put it down, and it became this winning horse. That's why.
Okay.
Somebody gave it love, and it actually was like, I kind of like doing this. This is great. Look at my leg. Look at me.
And now look what I'm doing.
Yes, exactly. I was hoping that Disney could do something in all of this. Well, they are now selling face masks, and they're really, really cool. I actually got online to buy some, but they're hard to come by right now. They come in packs of four, $20. And there is a baby Yoda. There's a baby Yoda face mask. They're adorable, and they're donating $1 million from the sales to the coronavirus relief effort, also giving another million to children and families that are underserved in communities across the country. So that is very cool. So, Michael Jordan, I don't know if you've been watching The Last Dance. You love him or you hate him now. Michael Jordan, so rich that he once refused a $100 million offer. His agent says all he had to do was, other than giving his name and likeness, make a two-hour appearance to announce, you know, the deal.
Yeah.
And do a couple of announcements, and he turned it down.
Don't have to.
2 hours. 2 hours for $100 million.
Can't do it.
I used to love him, but by golly, right now, wow.
He was too busy.
I
can't do two hours.
2 hours. He was too busy. Sure, he could have done two
hours. Cut it down to 15 minutes and I'm there.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, I'm Michael Jordan, man.
Yeah. He was a real douchebag at times. That's for sure. He really was. Amazing, amazing guy. He really was, I think, the best player in basketball, period. But
greatest.
Oh, my God.
What a GOAT.
Oh, yes, he was the GOAT. He was the GOAT. But, man, that series is fantastic. If you're not watching it, you definitely should. And, listen, if you miss anything, the weekend's coming up. Entertain yourselves. Why not? 96.3kklz.com. That is my take.
Go ahead. I know you've been wanting to read this.
I'm so ticked. You know what? Whatever, you people, listen to me. Somebody wrote in. I have no idea. Of course, there's no name on it. And I can't even read half the stuff that was written. But it says, can you freaking talk about anything but COVID or freaking news related to it? Like, we don't get enough with the TV, the news, the internet on our phones and in our life. And it's just F. I had to turn off your station after being a listener, and I'm sick of you guys FFFF talking about it. Maybe reevaluate your responsibilities during this time. You have a powerful tool. Why don't you use it
like everyone else? Yeah.
I don't know what he wants. I don't know what he wants. I said the word. That's what he's being or she's being.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I don't know what.
I didn't think we were talking about it all that much. I know John reports on it.
Well, of course. Of course. Because I thought our job was to entertain and inform.
And I know we've talked about things related to staying at home and everything that goes along with the quarantine.
Yes.
But otherwise, I didn't think we were talking about it this much. Or that much, unless people, if you want to dial in and tell us otherwise, 702-739-9636. But this is a text we got from a guy filled with F-bombs. How we've just dwelled on this, and we have to move on and don't be a part of the problem.
I
didn't think we were doing that.
I didn't think so either. I didn't think so either, but...
Okay. 702-739-9636.
Yeah.
And normally, when we do get these texts, there's never a name, there's never a phone number, so we can call them back.
Next time you want to complain to us, give us a name. Give us a name.
Because we always call those people back.
The thing is, I have a phone number, so.
Oh.
There's a phone number.
Oh, there's a phone number?
Oh, there's a phone number.
Oh, okay.
There sure is.
Well, maybe we call them back.
Yes, exactly.
But I don't know. How do you feel if you've been listening for the last month and a half? 702-739-9636. Cindy Lauper, Time After Time.
Rise and shine.
To the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so we get this text, and the guy's not happy. Saying we're dwelling too much on the COVID-19. We do report on it, and we do talk about things related to everything associated with, you know, people staying at home, being quarantined, and stuff like that. And I thought we were taking a lighter side of a lot of topics that we've been talking about.
And, you know, I didn't read that for this. I hate getting texts like that. They're just so rude. You don't leave a name. Somebody said here, guess what? Life isn't all fun and life isn't always serious. So I think you guys do a great job of splitting it up. And we sure need a lot more of the funny side right now, which is what you guys do. Thank you very much for saying that. Now, somebody else, this is really cool. And I don't know. I guess I can say, He just said, you guys are great. I love the station, the music, and the information. I drive for UPS, and you guys get me through my workday, especially during these times. So thank you very much for all you guys do. No, you. Thank you for what you do, Nate. Thank you very, very much for what you do. And, you know, a lot of people, they just said, we do enjoy it. I make sure, as a matter of fact, PJ said, I make sure I turn off the TV news and tune into you guys. There are a lot of things about our current predicament that are really bad, but you guys are informative and not over the top, and you do try to keep things lighthearted and funny wherever possible. Somebody also said that I like that you guys joke about the coronavirus. It's serious enough.
Yeah. I don't know if that would be me.
It's REA is how my last name is spelled, by the way.
Just got my finger on the dumb button this time. So
Well, of course. I know. I said something that I shouldn't have said while reading the text.
All I know is I hope it worked.
I don't think I ever did that in talk radio. Jeez.
I was so shocked.
I'm trying to read around it.
And for those people that don't know,
the emphasis.
What the board looks like that I sit behind. There's so many buttons and so many labels.
Yes, there are.
I couldn't find it.
I know it's over there, but I know. And I saw you kind of going, oh! So I kept talking. Because if you hit a dump button, the whole board has to rethink itself like we do oftentimes. It's like, wait.
A couple of people on the phone. Brittany, what do you think?
Well, I don't know really what to say either. Yesterday, I just got furloughed from my job. And guys have been really good about entertaining, keeping everybody informed. I mean, I watch the news all the time. I'm 27 years old. I'm a single mom. And I have to watch the news to be informed.
Sure.
Everybody needs to be informed.
I think people don't realize, and you know this too, there are people who are tuning in different times and things like that. So we try to keep you informed news-wise.
Yeah.
And you know, things that may be of interest or helpful.
All right, Brittany.
You know?
Hang in there, girl.
Please hang in there, my friend.
Rick, what about you?
Be honest with you, there have been a couple of times that I've wanted to call you guys. I love you. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I live funny as hell, but you talk about too much.
We do.
Now, how long do you listen for?
We drive in from Toronto about 3 times a week.
Okay, so you get a good hour at least.
Yes, we do.
We try to remember that people aren't listening sometimes for a whole block of time like that.
We do.
You know, so we try to split it up. Like, some people don't ever hear John's news till the last report, or they only hear the first one.
I get it.
So, you know, we try to be informative and entertain as well.
But I like the way he put it, as opposed to the guy who texted
us. Well, the good news first. How about that?
That's what you lead with.
Yeah, don't just start swearing. Jeez.
All right, Rick, thank you so much for hanging with us.
You're welcome, guys. Have a good one.
People still texting in about the original text.
You know, I have to read this one because I think this will help a lot of people. And whoever this is said, just heard you say someone's complaining about the content on your show. You guys are awesome and help this essential worker to keep sane. I work for the unemployment office, and I truly need to remain anonymous because so many people are so upset with us. We are literally working so hard to help as many Nevadans as possible, as quickly as possible, all while following unemployment tax law and policy. I don't think most people realize that each claim is unique, like a fingerprint. Mm-hmm. These claims are not just a one-size-fits-all, and that's why it takes some time. Thanks for the beats and the humor. It is much appreciated. Thank you, man. I can't. We hear a lot of complaints.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine what they're dealing with on that side. I cannot imagine.
I'll tell you what I can't imagine. Ugh. Everybody that lives around this person probably knew he or she already worked.
Oh, please.
And years ago or even last year, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Right. No.
But now, can you imagine how many new friends this person has?
Yeah, or how many less friends this person has?
Maybe.
I have a friend who used to work for the IRS, and he used to say, I'm already like one of the most hated people on earth, and all I just move numbers. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm the tax collector in England.
Yes, exactly.
Robin Hood days, you know.
Somebody else said, and this is very sweet. You guys are awesome. Other stations are way too overboard. I love the fun that you guys do in the morning and provide for us. Thank you. That's sweet. And that's not why I read that. I read it because it was just so rude. It was so rude. You don't say, you know, hi, honey, how are you? I'm cheating on you. No. You say, hi, honey, how are you? Listen, there's something we should talk about. Yeah. You gotta kind of soften the blow.
Ramp up.
A little bit, yeah.
All right. Russ is on the phone. Russ, what's going on?
I had to calm myself down before I called in because I'm a minister, so I have to watch my words like some people didn't, Carla.
Yeah, I know.
No, I loved it. I loved it. We have no idea what's going on in this guy's life and what he's going through, but he was You know, you don't take out whatever you're going through on other people, especially you guys. And you know I've told you this on and off the air for a number of years. You guys, as far as I'm concerned, are considered first responders. You guys come through when other people can't or other people won't, and you try to make our life a little bit better despite what's going on in it that we have no control over. So from the other end of the spectrum, thank you guys for what you do, and you know I love you.
Well, now I feel like I'm watching the Opie and the Bird episode again. Russ, you make me emotional. That is really sweet.
Did
it really
is. I sent you?
Yes, I did.
Uh-oh. It's not a nudie, is it?
No, it's the birth episode.
Oh.
It's considered like one of the best episodes of TV
I thought Russ
ever.
Was starting to send you pictures of...
Russ,
you're great. Have a good day. Thank you for listening.
Russ, you're awesome. Thank you, my friend.
You too, guys.
And you know what? I appreciate the comment about being a first responder, but we are at the lowest end of the spectrum.
We are so... Please don't give us that much credit, anybody.
When it comes to that list. All right, free cash. That's what we're giving away. Wake up, Johnny.
Yeah.
What?
Code word coming up after Bowie.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
All right, here we go. Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word is preset.
Preset. P-R-E-S-E-T. One word, preset.
That's exactly right, Mike. You might as well just preset all the stations in your car to KKLZ. Preset. Text it to 45911 for your chance to win $500 right now. 45911. Win $500 and qualify for that 10K payday. Enter preset at 96.3kklz.com or on that free KKLZ app you have on your smartphone. Again, preset is the word. You have 15 minutes to do this. Listen, you get a weird number calling you in about a half an hour. Please pick it up. Don't say, man, I don't know who this is. Pick it up. Might be the Beasley banker just wanting to hand over $500 to you to kick off your weekend. The word preset. You can text it to the short code 45911. You have 15 minutes. Do it. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today. 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Guy in Missouri slashed somebody's tire with a screwdriver the other day.
Oh.
Because he said the car was making sexual advances towards him. So he,
Well, who hasn't had that happened? Hey, back off. Back off there, Toyota. Jeez. Yeah, hashtag, I see it. I know.
Seems like the guy who texted us, maybe there's other issues going
on. Yes, exactly.
In his life.
Exactly.
34-year-old Colorado guy was arrested last Friday after he tried to deposit cash at the bank's drive-thru window but got things mixed up in the car and actually deposited two bags of Coke.
Well, who has that not happened to? Jeez, people. Oh,
can you imagine what's racing through his mind when he drives away and he goes, my money's still here.
Can I get that back? It's not mine. Oh, wow. Oh, gosh. Probably
That's too bad. Worth
more than he was depositing, probably.
No doubt.
Oh, hey, in Sweden, you know, John read the story earlier about the restaurant. Mm-hmm. One table, that's it, nothing around it. Well, in Sweden as well, in Lund, Sweden, they are now they're spreading chicken poop throughout the town's central park. The goal is to keep people away. There's a big town celebration that generally takes place here coming up, and they don't want people gathering for it. So they dump chicken poop all over the park. work. Now, the mayor said, you know, I know it doesn't smell good.
Right.
That's part of the reason. But second, it's really good. We're doing a lot of work on that lawn and the ground, so this will just help. It'll keep people away, and we can get some work
fertilizer.
Done. So, yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Two birds, one stone.
Yes. And this story is just, I mean, this might be a good news story. I don't know. Mayfield Heights, Ohio, Mike. Family recently called 911. They couldn't get a hold of their grandmother. Kept trying and trying, so they sent them over to do a welfare check. They went to her house, and she said, "What? I'm fine. No, I'm just ignoring my family because they didn't call me on Easter Sundays." She said, "I just wasn't ready to talk to them
right.
yet. So, yes, I wasn't calling." All right, she's fine. You don't want to know what she said, but she's fine. She's just fine, but maybe you should call her once in a while.
Yeah.
It's your grandmother, for the love of God. It is Friday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
At the end of every show, we leave you with a little bit of good news to start your day with. Now, this isn't a local story, but it is from one of our listeners, Tanya. She said, "I found the attached images and messages on Instagram tonight, and I just wanted to share them with you. They're from a Maureen Johnson's Twitter page."
Mm-hmm.
She posted a story about her mother. Her mother ordered flowers to have delivered to her front porch. Mother casually mentioned that the daughter didn't want her going outside, you know, because of what's going on.
Yeah.
So, fine and well, she tells her daughter later when she talked to her, she said, "Well, the flowers were delivered and the driver also delivered a bunch of hot meals and multiple bags of groceries to me." And the daughter knew that, you know, her parents probably had food because she set up a weekly delivery for them. But the driver assumed, because her daughter didn't want her going out, that she probably wasn't going to the store. So he picked up some groceries for her, some hot meals, and he left it for her. And she said, I just wanted to mention it because it's in Lower Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And the name of the company is Castle Garden Center. That is the flower company, Castle Garden Center. So why not?
Wow.
Put it out there. Sometimes, and her daughter said, you know, it was really nice because it is sometimes tough to get it done for her parents. So that was really sweet.
Love hearing a story
just
like that.
Just because, Mike. See, that's paying it forward.
Oh.
Mike, gotta leave the house to do that, but it's paying it forward.
I'll think about it this weekend.
I'm
not against paying it forward. Don't get me wrong.
I know
that.
You're not.
That much of a curmudgeon.
No,
but
you will make my drink for me anytime.
I will. And I would. It's a great story. If you have
sweet.
One, by all means, make sure you text it to us, email it to us through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page, and we'd love to hear it. Or call us, 702-739-9636. All right, 938, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Auto, home, life, find your agent at shelterinsurance.com. Quick recap of the show. You know what, talking about a feel-good story, KKLZ along with Subaru of Las Vegas.
Yes.
Delivering groceries this afternoon to our latest winner. And, of course, if you want to nominate somebody who maybe, as a lot of us are going through a tough time.
Sure.
Maybe lost their job, and you can do that on our homepage of the website.
Yes, and
right
please,
now. So
please do it.
Mm-hmm. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard gave us a few things to watch over the weekend. If you have those streaming devices, even if you don't,
also good stuff out there.
A text that boy, thank you very much to the guy who texted us and felt that all we did was talk about COVID-19.
Swore and swore and swore.
Yeah. Nice.
Please.
And congratulations, Ken Cook. Latest winner, 10K payday contest. Picked up $500, qualified for the $10,000 grand prize. Don't forget, every correct and on-time entry through our app or on our website, you're also qualified for the $10,000.
Yep.
So you can't win if you don't play. And by the way, we had two Vegas winners yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
We'd love to see two or three more today. Wendy Rush will have your next chance to win, 11 o'clock. Otherwise, do have a great weekend. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.